Hello?
Hello, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Can you please confirm to me what is your zip code?
Say it again.
Yes, of course. This survey is quick and confidential. Can I ask what is your zip code?
12401.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
What?
Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1942.
Thank you so much. Just 1 second, please. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian?
African American.
Thank you so much. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
3 years of college.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
Yeah.
Or were you not expected to vote? For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden,
yes.
The Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican,
okay.
Someone else. Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Yeah.
The chances are 50-50.
Yeah.
Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
We'll vote.
Thank you. Would you say almost certain or probably?
Almost certain.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November elections, 2024 election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
I'll answer that in another question.
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, we'll vote. I answered that in the question before. It's the same question you asked me before.
Okay, would you say on a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate, how motivated are you on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. A 0 means that your vote has no power, and 10 means thank you. A lot of power. Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter too much, or does not matter at all. First of all, we have protecting gender equality.
You say that again?
Yes, protecting gender equality matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter too much, or does not matter at all.
It matters a lot.
Thank you. Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF, matters a lot, matters somehow, does not matter too much, does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter too much, does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter too much, does not matter at all.
Say it again.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter too much, does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
Thank you so much. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, protecting gender equality, nothing will stop me, I want to